Hello, I am Dr. Isix. You may find me at various places of that sort. I co-host a podcast called Watchers of Tomorrow with my friend Gepwin. I go by he, him, and I play Parnell Westcott, the paladin. She is a she, her, and she goes around trying to make friends with people. It's good times.
Hello, I am Gepwin. You can find me as Gepwin pretty much anywhere. I do some gaming YouTube stuff and co-host a podcast with Dr. Isix where we do Star Trek and other sci-fi related media things. I play Gimstan, who is technically a cleric, though there may be some multi-classing in my near future. I'm unsure, but he doesn't really do healing or religion or anything that a cleric does.
I am Jen. You can find me as just Jen on Twitter. I also play every Monday night on TTRPG Academy in Faerun Reborn. I play Finry Lavasso. I am a Celestial Blessed Healer, which is a cleric. She may not be very bright, but she really loves to love.
Hey, everybody. It's your friendly neighborhood half-elf, Elo, otherwise known as that one guy who plays on Twitch at Twisted Wolf 2. I go by he, him, and I play a variety of stuff. Right now I am playing TMNT Shredder's Revenge. I would love to see you guys come and join me on that.
And I am Chris. My pronouns are he, him, and I am our Dungeon Master or World Runner, depending on the campaign. Welcome to Choices. Last time, the party recovered in the aftermath of the investigation into the strange structures underneath the city of Carmarthen. So to start with, the party got a long rest. Gimstan tried to learn a new spell, and he succeeded. There was a lot of shopping, there was a bunch of animal training, there was selling, there was identifying magic items once you remembered you had them. And eventually, the party also enjoyed Carmarthen's market day on Sunday, and they explored that.
Mm-hmm.
Then Monday came, and with it came the meeting of the Order of the Merlinites. The party met several different figures. They also explored the Cambrian Royal University. Well, actually, I don't think it's royal, but they explored the Cambrian Magical University for wizards and druids, apparently. And they also may have met a new antagonist, possibly, in the form of Elliot, Master Illusionist. And there was a lot of offers given, but there was only so much aid that could be offered, at least currently, but at the very least, it's an option going into the future. And the party was also given news and, well, options, and they were given choices on what to do next. And in the end, they decided that Sir Beau, who came back with the news that apparently the corruption that was encroaching from the north on Tintern, it was still there, but the corruption that had gotten into the mines was gone. So, but there was also been reports of a seer going about, so they're going to investigate the seer and then return to Tintern and go from there. And it is on that note that we start a new day in the city of Carmarthen. So, first off, you guys get a long rest.
Hooray!
And
also, this is technically when our level up happens, too.
Yes. And we, and, going forward, we have one of you said you wanted to pick up supplies. So,
surprise!
Which one of you is... So, I'm going to say each of you can do one errand real quick before you need to leave.
Alright, so do we need... how much as far as rations and things like that do we need?
Yeah, call out. How many rations everybody got? I have four.
I do not know.
I have 8.
I probably have the same as you. I think I forget to mark them off when I use them. Do I even have... Yeah, I have 8. That's what I have.
All right, shall we get up to an even 10 for all of us?
Yes, let's. How much do they cost each? I'll just pay for my own. It's easy enough. I just need, like, 2 more.
1 second while I navigate my way to the Should be there. Okay. Gimstan, you've been to the Loyal Hound before, the butcher shop in the slums. Rations can be purchased there for 1 for 5 silver each.
Right. So.
Okay. So.
5 silver each. Then I need 6. So that would be math.
Where'd 3 gold.
Yeah, that's 3 gold. So I can just, I will minus 30 gold and get myself up to 10.
And I'll get 2 for myself and 2 for Finreed.
I'm getting 2, yeah, so I'll go ahead and get rid of that.
Anything else we needed?
I think that's it, hopefully.
I'll praise Izzy, the Lord of Math.
Doctor in physics.
Oh, I guess I could buy, like, 3 more crossbow bolts. I only have 17.
I don't track your ammunition.
But...
Unless the ammunition question is magical or the way special, I don't bother with that. That's not worth it.
Okay, cool, cool.
Plus, you know, well, they're not magical. There's a certain
they're not magical, yeah.
So, like, pull it out of their dead bodies.
Or otherwise special, like if you got them silvered or something, but no, I don't count that stuff otherwise.
Okay.
Cool. Okay, so you guys pick up rations. And as you leave the city, the a druid from the university approaches you with a messenger bird on their arm. They make their way towards you, in particular Parnell, which you, I imagine you give them the letter you penned last night, and you tell them, and you refer to them who they need to talk to. So we'll go through that. So
Parnell passes those on,
then leaving the city. Druid message passed along. And it is time for us to return to the Hex Crawl! So let's switch maps.
Yeah, the party will have heard me saying this message needs to get to Leofric of Kent, who is in Aberdash.
Okie dokie.
Or Aberrash.
Okay.
I'll learn how to pronounce these names at some point.
Okay, so, looking at the map, you guys should be able to notice something new. I created a little travel token for us to use, this little pale blue diamond.
Excellent. It's like a pale blue dot, but different.
Yeah. The thing's being stubborn and won't let me move it for some reason.
Well, move for me.
Can any of you guys click on that token?
Not mine.
Yeah. I saw it move, so.
Yeah,
I saw it move,
I'm going to re-add the token. Hold on 1 second. Okay, there we go. Now I can move it. Huh, that was a little weird. Okie dokie. So, you guys are here, and 1 second while I double check when I'm at the circle, just to be certain I have it.
So, as we leave town, Parnell's going to play everyone a nice little song and do pretty well. I got an 18.
Okay, over there. Okay, Sir Beau will say that the town of Bulith Wells lies somewhere within the vicinity of the red circle that I just made out on screen for our listeners and for our viewers. So it lies somewhere within the boundaries of that particular hex. And luckily enough for the party, there are roads leading in that direction. Yay! And so the party sets out. About in the middle of the day, you guys reach about here, and now I'm going to need a survival or nature check from one of you guys.
Who wants to roll?
Survival. I've got +6 on survival.
Yeah, go for it.
Oh, an 8. That's fun. That was almost the worst I could be.
Okay. You guys continue onward, and then as night falls, you realize that you got lost on the crossroads of the roads, and you accidentally went north without meaning to.
Oops.
Which is kind of going to set you back about a day or so, unfortunately. And Sir Beau kind of looks a little frustrated with this.
That's not fair. So my thing is, I'm not going to argue, but technically my new ranger thing says I can't become lost, but I did roll super bad. So that makes sense.
Yeah.
I just think that's not fair for my first roll after this.
Well, maybe it's a case that where you were not lost, you just forgot where we were going.
Yeah, I know exactly where I was.
Yes. So we're not going to Green Chapel? Oh, yeah.
Okay, so as you guys sit around the campfire that night. There is a bit of frustration with Sir Bo, obviously, because of everything that's going on with Tintern, and that this whole... But this investigation thing also needs to happen. So there's going to be a bit of a grump about that. And then as that happens, roll me perception checks, everybody.
Perception.
Natural 20.
Natural 20 and got a 21.
I got dirty 20.
And so did Gimstan.
Yep. We're very perceptive.
Mm-hmm.
So it's as Turbo is saying heavily that as one, the you three are like snap your heads and you look towards the shadows where pitch black beasts are appearing. And once again, while I struggle, our next encounter.
Sir Bo, I think we have other things to worry about right now.
Mm-hmm.
Turn on the grid. Clear all the fog. Adult characters. Go ahead and place yourselves however you want.
Oh, I'm assuming we're around the fire in some capacity.
Yeah, sounds about right. So let me reveal Sir Bo. It makes sense for her to actually be with her back, I think, like that. Jen, go ahead and arrange your character however you want.
Yeah. She can be sitting next to him. I can't move my little girl, can I? Yes, I can. Ha ha ha.
Okay. And you watch as emerging out of the shadows are these pitch black creatures with a bit of flashing eyes, and they are growling as they are very clearly on the prowl. And on that note, roll initiative, everybody.
Okay.
Now I'm rolling all my 20s.
Why won't it just roll? There we go. Woohoo! I'm doing good.
So Gibbs down with 20, me with 14, and Findry with 4.
Yep, I have a minus 1 to my initiative. And I rolled bad.
That's all. Bo's not as where she should be in the initiative order. That's strange.
Oh no, Sir Bo has been possessed by an evil demon!
One sec, gang. Hold on, let me see if I can't. Up there it goes. Played reaction, I guess. Alrighty. And combat begins with Gimstan.
Hey, doggies.
Doggies, I want to eat you.
Alright, I guess I will just... Well, they're pretty close, so I guess they'll run up this way. I don't want to be too far from everyone else, so I'll just run up this way and smack at number 3 here with my shiny sword that I can hit better with now. That's a 21 to hit.
21 hits.
And a 5 damage unless they're fey.
They are not fey.
Okay. 5 damage, and then do I have any bonus thingies I want to do right now? No, I'm going to hold off on my bonus thingies right now, so that's it for me.
Parnell.
Alright, Parnell will also head on over. Give number 3 a swing. Morningstar time for 15 to hit.
15 hits.
For 9 damage.
Okay. Is that your turn?
Yep.
It's now number 3's turn. And let me double check something.
Also, Parnell's like saying, go away. Not enough for like an intimidation or anything like that, just for flavor.
And we'll make you a nice gray color.
Doggy breath weapons?
Oh no.
Okay, just wanted to confirm that.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, it makes a series of barks at you three, and at you two. I need a constitution saving throw.
I got a 15.
Constitution
for me too?
No, just Gimstan or Parnell.
Okay. 16.
Gimstan, you succeed. Parnell, you fail. You're stunned for 3 rounds.
Oh no.
Oh, no.
That's a long stun. Sheesh.
Yep. Hold on one second. I should be able to... Let's see. Ah. Good. Stunned. Save. Okie dokie. Let's see. That was the Q-Sit's bonus action. And now it's going to attack bite you, Parnell, because you're stunned. So, bite. Dirty 20.
Ouch.
Does that succeed?
Yes.
15 piercing damage.
Ouch.
Oof.
And I need a strength saving throw from you.
18.
Okay, you're fine on that front. And now it's Serbo's turn.
Serbo, help!
She's going to cast Sanctuary on you, Parnell.
Thank you.
Okay, that's going to be her turn. And now it's the other Cusa's turn. Who's going to run up and attack you again, Dad?
Hey.
And that's a natural 20, so that's automatically 12 right there.
Ouch.
Plus 9, 21.
Well, that's a thing.
Finley,
still good.
You're up.
Just a little biting.
Just a little nibble.
Okay, let's see. That one's my bonus action. Okay, cool, cool. So first I am going to... there we go. Sacred Flame at number 5, please. And that's a dex save.
8.
It fails. So that is, 5 damage.
Every little bit helps.
Every bit helps. And then I'm going to cast... Let's see, which one was it? Let's go with Sanctuary, since that's not a concentration spell. I'm going to cast Sanctuary on Gimstan.
Okay. It is now Imitha's turn. And she's going to fly over and bite number 5. And that's a dirty 20. That hits.
Good dog.
Zero damage. Oh my gosh.
Damage. Oh my gosh. Oh.
Okay. I'm going to need to make
she
a
She definitely
mental...
needs a little bit of damage. Come on.
I'm going to make a note about this because I'm not really sure why that minus 1 exists.
Yeah, that's kind of weird. I'm like, she should at the very least get 1 point of damage for 20, even though it's a dirty 20.
Yeah, I'm making a note of this as we speak.
Because it's weird to have negative damage when you bite someone. Even if I punch someone, I think I do like 1 damage. I don't know. I don't know. I might not.
Well, see, Amethyst's teeth are actually made out of foam.
She hurts herself when she bites something.
It's like a, like a Nerf weapon sort of thing.
Okay. So that's Amethyst's turn.
Yeah.
And now Gimstan's turn.
Okay, I guess I'm not going to count completely on my armor and sanctuary, so I'm going to cast Cure Wounds on myself.
Good idea.
See, oh great, extra 4, that's something. 4 is something. I'm rolling very bad on these things. Then bonus action for Spiritual Weapon. Should be able to, let's see, where'd it go? Where'd my totem go? Oh, it was under me. I'm going to just summon it over there so I can smack either, and I'm going to use that to smack doggy number 7 there. For, oh my god, natural 1. So, complete failure on the spiritual weapon. I don't know what you want to do with spiritual weapon botches.
I'm thinking about it as we speak. I'm going to say nothing happens. For now, anyway, at least. Okay, Gimstan, is that your turn? Parnell, you're still stunned.
That's as many ones as I can roll.
Number 3. Turn. And it's going to bite you, Parnell.
Oh no!
And that's a natural 1!
It drops its teeth.
I'm going to say it goes tumbling over like this. And that's going to be its turn. Serbo's turn.
It leaped at me, expecting me to move, but I'm stunned, so...
And she's going to go up to number 3 and swing at it with her longsword. And that's a dirty 20. And that's 11 slashing damage. And this thing is looking rough.
Rough.
And it is now number 5's turn. It's going to eat an opportunity attack from you, Gimstan.
Okay. Opportunity attack. Boop. That would be a... Nope, that's damage. One. That would be an 11.
No. It repositions itself. And then...
Oh, you...
We're getting blasted!
Okay. Sir Bo and Amethyst will need to make me... Constitution saving throws.
Anyone else?
No, because Gimpsam's immune to it and Parnell's already down.
Alright.
Okay, so Sir Bo. Constitution saving throw. 15, let me double check. Yeah, no, Sir Bo stunned. Oh. Amethyst, Jen, just go ahead and roll me, bounce me a d20 and add 3 to it.
D20, alrighty.
Oh. 8 plus 3, 11, no, Amethyst is done now too.
Uh-oh.
This is badness.
This is very bad, very,
yeah,
very
I don't
bad.
Think I, have any, I don't think I've got anything that removes status effects.
I don't have lesser restoration yet. So,
and that's
yeah,
Q-Sith's
no.
Turn. Fenry, you're up.
Okay, let's see. So, yeah, first order of business number 3 is going to get a Toll the Dead on it. Wisdom save, please.
A seven
fails. So 13 damage to it.
The sound of a bell rings out and this thing howls in pain as it melts into shadow and vanishes from sight.
Hooray!
Awesome. Yeah, I took one down. And then I'm going with a mass healing word, which takes 6 of our friends. So anybody who is hurt gets 8 back.
Woot!
Haha, back up above half. Thank you.
You're welcome.
One second. Oh,
I actually rolled here. Like a 4 yeah, on a go. D4. I'm so proud of myself. And that's it for me.
Good name at this turn. She's still stunned. Kim, top of the round. Kim's dead.
Okay, this guy's dead, so I can run over here next to Amethyst. Cannot mess around anymore, these frickin' things. So. Where's my big guns? There they are. Inflict wounds. So.
And sanctuary lasts for a whole minute, by the way.
Nice. So 22 yeah. to hit on inflict wounds.
Gamstan, you feel your magic connect, but this thing is immune to necrotic damage.
Oh no! Thing. Oh well, I can still bash him with my. I'll still bash you with my rock then. Spiritual weapon, 12 to hit.
12 misses.
Alright, so I did nothing. That's me then.
Parnell's still stunned. Sir Bo is still stunned. It is now the Q-Sith's turn. And it's gonna bite you, Gimpton.
Alright, needs to make a wisdom.
Oh, right.
From the sanctuary.
Yep, that's a sanctuary. Yep.
Sorry about that.
Sorry.
Okay.
And that's a natural one, so it's gonna attack Amethyst instead. So
of course.
Amethyst. Or does Amethyst have Sanctuary on her too?
No, she doesn't.
Okay, then 21 hits Amethyst.
Mm-hmm.
Ouch.
4. 11
hey,
damage.
You're at least doing more damage to them, so he's at 11 damage?
Yeah, I already minused it for her.
You minused it on her? Okay, cool.
Okay. Henry, you're up.
Okie dokie. Let me look at this again. Okay, I am going to... Let's see. Yeah, I am going to do on number 5, obviously. Let's go ahead and I'm going to do another Sacred Flame on that.
Dex save.
Mm-hmm.
6.
Yay, so that is 6 damage. And then I am going to cast my spiritual weapon on it.
Do you think you can add your sword token or can you do it?
I don't know how to put it on there.
I got it.
Okay, thank you. And then my spiritual weapon's going to hit at it. 13.
13 hits.
Awesome. 7 more damage.
Okay.
And that is it for me.
Amethyst is still stunned.
Yeah, I don't have anything else to do for her.
Okay, then. If it's immune to all my stuff, stabby stabby. Okay, that's 10 to hit. That's not going to do anything.
No.
Okay, I'm doing bad. Spiritual weapon, 12 to hit.
No.
Okay, that's me. I'm being a distraction, I think.
For now, like, your final turn of being stunned, so you shake your head and you are fine, but you can't do anything else this turn. Sir Beau also shakes her head and comes back to her senses. Oh, no, I know. She's still one more round. Okay, never mind then. Sorry about that. She's still stunned. It is now the Keith's turn. It's going to attack Amethyst because for some reason it can't attack him, sir. 14 to hit Amethyst. That hits.
Mm-hmm.
14 piercing damage to Amethyst.
Poor thing. Why is she getting so much damage at one time? Dang it. She's still alright. She's not quite bloodied yet.
Okay, that's...
Or, that's like, true. Right on that technical edge of bloodied.
Finry, you're up.
Okie dokie. So, let's see. I am going to go ahead and... we've hit number 3, right? I think.
Number
I've damaged it.
Now, but yes.
Oh, is it number 5 now? I haven't been looking at the numbers again. So, I'm going to toll the dead on that, please. So, wisdom save.
15.
Oh, I just hit it. So, okay, I'm going to use my spiritual weapon. 24.
24 hits.
8 damage.
This thing is looking rough.
Nice.
Everybody okay, shakes her head and comes back to her senses.
Okay.
Yay.
Top of the round, game stand.
All right, let's see if I can do any damage this game. That's 14 to hit.
14 hits?
Right, for 5 damage.
Okay.
And then spiritual weapon is 10 to hit.
So. No.
Darn.
Is that your turn?
Yep.
Parnell, you're coming to your senses.
Parnell's like, I have to save everyone. And rushes over here. And smacks you with the Morningstar time. For a 12 to hit.
You were flanking.
Oh, yeah, so 12.
Nope. That doesn't hit. Is that your turn?
I'll leave it as that.
Sir Beau shakes her head and comes to her senses.
Awesome.
And this thing is going to try and do a death throw against Amethyst, I guess. And that's a dirty 20. And that's 11 piercing damage.
So mad at this thing right now.
Finry, you're up.
All right, so it's going to get another, the same thing, Toll the Dead, which is wisdom.
7.
Yes, baby. So that's 15 damage.
The sound of a bell rings out. The thing howls in pain and melts into the shadows, and combat is now over.
Yay!
Apologies to everyone. I don't know what came over me. I was just... unable to move for a bit. Is everyone all right?
Okay. It happens to the best of us.
Okay, I moved you guys back to the hex map.
I'm gonna go ahead and cure wounds my amethyst, if that's cool.
Go ahead.
Yeah, because poor thing. I'm just gonna do first level right now. Just no 5. Whoa. I'm like, jeez.
You guys are about to get a long rest anyway. It doesn't really matter that much.
Okay, cool. I just want to make sure I do something to help her right now. Every little bit helps.
Indeed.
Oops. Sorry, gang. I accidentally got rid of the travel token. Okay. So, as combat finishes and you guys all return around the campfire... Sir Beau will kind of huff a little bit and she says, my apologies, friends. I am not at my best. I didn't want to tell you guys this when we were in Carmarthen, but I received word that Mordred's forces have been gathering. I'm concerned they mean to retake the Bastion of Tides once more, and their scouts have been very, very close to Tintern. In addition, and she gestures to where the shadow creatures were and melted away, creatures like those have been rather running amok all over the countryside, as you've probably heard the stories, and as we have now experienced. I am very concerned about this and all the other strange happenings. Unless I need to return to Tintern with all delay, but things need to be investigated, and thus I'm going to need to do something. And Serbo looks at you, Jen. I mean, at you, Finry, and he says, as a soldier of the New Dawn Rebellion, I, your general, give you an order to go to the town of Bulith Wells and investigate this seer. Upon completion of your investigation, return to Tintern and report your findings to me.
Okay. After yes, ma'am.
I must leave you and return to Tintern. And we don't need to do watches tonight, so go ahead and do a long rest.
Okay.
We're all so observant that you know, all the bad things happened at once and early in the evening.
And on that note, Serbo has left the party.
Okay, so do you want to come with me on that journey?
Well, of course. It'd be silly for me to abandon a friend, you know, when my help was needed.
Well, thank you. I appreciate that.
Gimpan?
I have nowhere better to be than with the two of you.
Okie dokie.
Wonderful.
So, the next day, I'll spare you the details, but after what happened, you guys find your way along the road, and you spend your day, like, backtracking and doing what you, following the road you should have been before long. And then, as evening falls, you're wandering along the road in the forest and so on and so forth, when you hear someone say, "Hold it," and who should come looming out of the bushes but a bunch of strangers bearing crossbows?
Oh boy.
Hello there.
And 1 second while I switch you guys over to the map. Turn on the grid. Clear all the fog. Out all the characters. Go ahead and arrange your guys in formation however you want.
Yeah, I'm good right now.
And let me adjust the map for the lovely audience. And I say, get up the valuables. You're being robbed!
Yeah, right. That's not happening.
Valuables? Why would I give up my friends?
Yeah. I like to think that Stan just gives Parnell a look at that.
Yeah, I'm gonna, if I can, before anything happens to start this fight, I'm gonna cast aid on all of us. So we all get...
I roll my eyes behind Parnell's back. Yeah.
So I just cast aid on all of us, which lasts 8 hours, and it increases our max and current HP by 5.
They notice you using the magic, and one of them is going to fire a crossbow at you real quick, and then the battle will be on. Hold on one second.
That's fine.
That's a natural 20 to hit, so you take 8 plus 16 piercing damage.
Okay.
Ouch.
But you did get that extra 5.
Yep, which makes only 11 damage right now because I haven't had a moment to adjust my actual hit points, so that'll be fine. Okay, something. Anyway, I'll just leave it at that for right now. Yay! So I guess we're rolling initiative, huh?
Yep.
Doo-doo-doo-doo.
Yeah, 0. That's there.
Oh, I got 18 and Gimstan 11.
I'm so sorry, Jen. Okay.
Yeah.
Top That's of the okay. round. We start with Parnell.
Well, Parnell is going to go ahead and dash action to get it right up into their faces.
Okay. And that's your turn?
Yeah. I'll go ahead and cast myself with my bonus action, Thunderous Smite.
Does that allow you to attack, or is that just for...
The first time you hit a melee weapon attack during the spell's duration, your weapon rings with thunder that is audible, etc. So it gives me extra damage if I hit.
Is it concentration?
Yes. Up to 1 minute.
Okay. It is now one of the bandits' turn. And it's gonna, and he's going to hand it you, Parnell, because you discharge right up. 11 to hit. No?
Well, bing!
Number 3's turn. 16 to hit.
I'll miss.
Number 4's turn. 5, no.
Nope.
And it's going to be this one's turn. And he's gonna shoot at you, Henry. Crossbow.
Ah, fun.
Five, no.
Nope, oh, hold up my shield. Ping.
Gimstan, you're up.
Right. That guy almost got into range. Not quite.
Well, you can move forward.
Yeah, but I can't run up to crossbow dude yet.
Oh, I see what you mean. He's just not.
You're all very bad bandits.
Oh, there's always bonus action. Yeah, spiritual weapon and bash him.
I've got stuff.
You've got stuff. Yep.
Okay, I run up. I'm going to cast Guiding Bolt at number 4 to try to help out Parnell do as much damage as possible over there.
Okay.
So Guiding Bolt on number 4, 9 to hit. Dang it.
9 does not hit.
Unless this armor is really low. Then Spiritual Weapon, so that's that. Spiritual Weapon bonus action. Now my rock's over there, that's fun. Cast that 60 feet away, so I'll put it down there. And also bash number 4 with it. That's a natural one. My god. Gimstan does not fight today. Gimstan also has a migraine.
The bandit ducks underneath it as it goes soaring past him.
Alright, that's it for me.
Henry, it's now your turn.
Okay. I am going to... Okay. There are a lot of them. I don't have anything. Okay, let me, I'm just gonna go ahead and toll the dead on the closest dude, number, 5 right now? Yeah, I'm gonna toll the dead on him.
Wisdom save?
Yes, please, sorry.
19.
Damn, okay. And then I am going to do... Sanctuary on Gimstan again.
Okay, Gimstan, you're gonna need to remind me about that.
Hi.
And with this kind of just crawls next to you, and that's about it.
Yes, good girl. Don't go running into the fray. Of course, if they're all archers, they're gonna keep hitting me.
Okay, and as the top of the round begins again, one of them calls out, "You say we're bad at this, and yet you're the one who's severely outnumbered," as from out of the tree line come more bandits.
Oh no.
And now we go back to the top of the round. Parnell, you start.
All right, you said Guiding Bolt on number 4, correct?
Yeah, but
I missed, so.
All right. Well, I'll still take a swing at him. Morningstar, activate. 22 to hit.
22 hits.
For 5 plus my Thunderous Smite damage, which is 2d6, so 5 more.
So 10 total to number 4?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
There is a loud crash as your mace impacts this person and they are looking rough.
Excellent.
And, oh, anything else?
Well, I'll just say, I wouldn't say that so haughtily.
Hmm. Okay. Parnell, didn't you cast... Oh, no, wait, no, you cast on Thunder Smite, that's right. Okay, number 2's turn. You get into the flank with number 4. 17 to hit.
That'll miss.
Number 3's Bing. Turn. Scimitar. 18 to hit.
My AC is 18.
If it meets, it beat. 4 slashing damage. As they swings out with their sword and he cuts into you.
Ouch.
Number 4's turn. Scimitar. He is fatigued, he is weak, but still he gets advantage because he's in the flank, and that's a dirty 20. 7 that slashing damage to you, Parnell.
7. Well, I'm out of temporary hit points.
Number 5's turn. That's forward to you, Gimstan. We're going to meet you head on.
Hey, I've got the wisdom saving throw thing.
Oh, that's right. Thank you for reminding me. 4. No, he can't actually attack you, so instead he's going to... does he have the range? Yes, he does. Okay, so he's going to shoot at the wolf, I guess. 6, no, that misses Amethyst. Bandit's turn. 30 feet of movement. And then crossbow towards you, Gimstan.
Alright, does that count for the sanctuary, count for ranged attacks too?
It's in general, that's right. Okay, never mind. In that case,
I think it's, any attack that you get.
Well, you know what? He doesn't know that.
16. Let's see, Sanctuary.
16 against my saving throw.
Yeah, he has to roll against my saving throw, and my saving throw for that is 15, or no, with Sanctuary is 10.
Okay, did not succeed, so against them, light crossbow against you, 21 to hit.
Right. Okay, that wouldn't matter then, so that hits.
9 piercing damage against them.
Ones are 15.
Nine, okay.
And that's Vander's turn. Crossbow towards Amethyst. Oops. 13 to hit Amethyst. Yes, that hits. And we'll just use the one I just rolled, so that's 9 back on Amethyst, so that's 9. And then it is Bandit number 8's turn. He's gonna go right up to his buddy, and he's going to shoot at you, Henry.
Mm-hmm.
19 to hit?
Nope.
His turn.
Get down,
you're up.
Hi, this guy. I will do. He's right next to me and he's ticking me off. So, inflict wounds.
Yeah.
Dang it. I am rolling so bad today.
Anything else?
Okay, yes. Rock will come in and smash number 4.
Go ahead.
I want a rock. Rock.
That's a 23 to hit.
Number 4, you said?
Yeah.
You don't need the roll, he only has 1 HP left, he's dead.
Cool.
The smash. And yeah, that's it. That's it for me.
Henry, you're up.
Okay, toll the dead on number 5 again. Wisdom, please.
11.
Nope. And has he taken damage? I don't know if he has.
Not yet.
Not yet, okay. So that's 9 damage. Now he has. And then I'm going to spiritual weapon right next to him. And that's 17.
17 hits.
All right. 12 damage.
Your sword smashes into him and he goes down.
Nice. Love it.
It worked.
Amethyst.
Thank you.
And she's going to go over to number 7 here and try and bite the person who tried to bite her. 5. No, that misses.
Yep. For Amethyst.
Top of the round, Parnell.
Alright, it's time to go after the one to my right, number 3.
Number 3? Go ahead.
Mm-hmm. Morning Star, activate! 13 to hit.
13 hits.
For 12 damage.
Is Thunder Smite just with the first hit, or does it continue?
That was just with the first one, but I might go ahead.
Not that it matters, since your base smacks into this person and you cleave their skull in. Okay. Anything else, Parno?
I'll move slightly over here.
Number 2's turn, and she's gonna, and they're going to shut. Excuse me. Oof. Okay, it's number 2's turn, and they're going to call out, "We need to regroup." And they're going to swing at you, Parnell.
Good.
8? No.
Nope.
Number 6 turn. And hearing those words, they're going to go over and try and do this. And crossbow towards you, Parnell. 16? No.
Yes. Ping.
Number 7's turn, who is now being attacked by Wolf, so he's going to attack the Wolf back. 12 to hit Amethyst, 12 hits. 7 slashing damage to Amethyst.
Poor thing.
Bandit number 8's turn, and he's gonna get into the flank with Amethyst with his fellow.
Oh, you.
15 hits, 6 slashing damage to Amethyst.
Poor thing.
Gimstan, you're up.
Okay, save the dog or save the friend? I'm going to come right there and attack number 2. I'll just do a stabby stabby. So that's going to be Cold Whisper 21.
That hits.
For 4 damage.
Okay.
And then, since we've got Toll Deads, I'll try to spread my damage out. I'll send my rock down to hit number 6. 25.
25 hits.
For 6 damage.
6 damage, okay. Finry, you're up.
Alrighty, so I'm gonna kind of just move out here a little bit so I'm closer to my everybody. And number 8 is closest to me and pissing me off. I'm gonna toll the dead on that one. Another wisdom, please.
15.
Damn, needs a beat. Alrighty, and so move my my sword over to number 6 also.
Okay.
I'm gonna spiritual weapon attack that. 20.
Hits.
Probably hits. 5 damage.
Number 6. Your sword goes crashing into them and they go down.
Nice. Woot. Okay.
Amethyst's turn.
Get one, girl.
Ready, number 7. 6, now.
Four things.
Parnell.
Alright, so number 2. Could give a stern look while I swing a morning stride. 15 to hit.
15 hits.
For 10 damage.
Bonk. Your sword goes crashing into them.
Nice.
And your mace.
Yes. Then I'll go ahead and rush my way towards the amethyst.
It's the bandit's turn. Scimitar towards the dog. 10. No.
Nice.
Other bandits. Nice. Oh, no, wait. That's supposed to be with advantage.
Yeah, that's right.
18 to hit. Yes, that hits.
Yeah, that hits.
3 damage to Amethyst.
Poor Amethyst. I'm coming, girl. We're coming.
Okay, now it's the other bandit's turn. 22 to hit. 5 slashing damage to Amethyst.
Poor baby.
Kinston's turn.
Hi. I will rush over. Who was it that was outnumbered again?
Well, the person who said that is dead now.
Yeah, but just the room generally, you know. Tall dead on number 8, so wisdom saving throw.
A lot of bells ringing. 6.
Okay, mm-hmm. They're damaged already, right?
No.
No? Okay, so that is... Oh, Mac, that's cool. 8 damage.
Woot. Okay. Anything else?
And I gotta move my thing over. I think I can only move it 30 feet. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Oh, weapon up to reposition the weapon up to 20 feet. There we go. Now I'm done.
Fenry, you're up.
Okay, so is it number 8 still? Yeah, I'm gonna toll the dead on that guy. That's 11. A wisdom. 11 fails. He's been hurt. 17 damage.
The bell and breaks out and he collapses.
Nice. And since I'm just gonna move my spiritual weapon then, 20 feet over to, just in case I can get it closer or whatever. So.
Okay. Amethyst turn. Fight. 18 to hit. Yes.
Yay!
4 piercing damage.
Good girl, Amethyst.
Okay.
I'll heal you later.
And top of the turn.
Parnell. So Parnell will rush up behind the bandit here and then tell them it would make sense for you to surrender now.
They snarl at you. What? This little knight thinks he's some hero? We've all seen the harm your kind can do to Albion.
Yeah, I don't know.
They're referring to the King Arthur thing.
Yes.
Okay, but we're not. We're not.
Well, Parnell looks downright offended by that, honestly.
Mm-hmm.
Trying to get them to surrender is Parnell's action for this turn. But if they're not interested,
it's
well.
It's the bandit's turn, and he's going to swing at you. And that's a natural 20, Parnell.
Oh.
So 6 plus 2, 8 slashing damage.
Ah, you got it. Quick and
Dance down,
you're up. Alright, up I go. You probably should have taken my friend's offer. Dirty 20.
Dirty
20
hits.
Or 7 damage.
How do you want to do this?
Yes.
Finesse weapon, I'm just going to stab them straight into the heart very quickly after I deliver my offer. My one-liner.
Okay. And with that, combat is now over.
Dun dun dun.
Yay.
Quick and business-like.
So, in the aftermath of this bandit ambush, what are you guys up to?
Well, I think searching the bodies a bit might be in the, you know, order first.
Yeah, first order of things. Yeah. Search the bodies. While you guys are searching the bodies, I can do prayer of healing for all of us.
Well, that works.
Yeah, so I'm going to do that. It takes 10 minutes, but I'm going to do that.
Okay. Searching the bandits.
And that's 13 more to everybody.
Okay, I didn't have the treasure prepared. I probably should have. Whoops, but oh well. Searching the bodies. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. Okay, 7 sets of leather armor. Make sure you guys are writing this down.
Seven leather armor?
Okay, I'll let someone else write it down.
7 scimitars and 7 light crossbows.
Light crossbows.
They don't have a lot of gold on them. So no, there's no to that. Okay, and that's that then.
Well, that was disturbing. What foolishness.
People here must be desperate to continue fighting after all of their compatriots were dead.
And remember, everyone's max HP is still 5 above what it was before. That lasts like 8 hours.
Indeed.
Okay. So, you guys continue a little bit further down the road because I imagine you don't want to really deal with...
camp next to all the dead bodies.
Yes, exactly.
But the lovely smell, you know?
You guys enter another hex as night falls, and in the distance you can hear the ocean, and you guys can camp for the night. And now I will need a watch.
Parnell will go first this time. She's a little peeved about the encounter today.
I'll go second.
I'll take last then.
So perceptions?
Mm-hmm.
Parnell got a 19.
Things are okay. Who's in second?
I'm in second. Sorry. Let me get back into my thing. You need perception?
Yes.
11.
Above average, it's fine.
Yeah, it depends.
And I got a 14.
I do have amethyst with me on my watch. Does that give me advantage?
I'll say yes.
Okay. Make it. I'll make it better. Nope.
For our lovely, for our eventual podcast panel, whenever we get to that point, she rolled a natural 1. Okay. At the end of your watch, in the distance, you do hear like shouting.
Oh.
And then morning dawns. Go ahead and hit the long rest button, everybody.
Okay.
Are you going to break up the shouting at all?
Yeah. What direction was the shouting? Could
From
I tell?
From the northeast, but it is very echoey, so you don't know what that could possibly mean.
It's distant sounds of something. Shouting? I could not tell what they were, what it was pertaining to, but we should maybe be on watch today.
Very wise.
Okay. So, anything else?
Any other traveling to the northeast anyway, so.
I didn't get either of you.
Anything else you guys want to talk about real quick before we start, or no? Like, in character, is there anything else you want to do?
Well, I wonder where those bandits were based. There could be a whole setup of folks over around this area, so... I have to keep an eye out for that. So if you see any signs, everyone, let everyone know.
Definitely. Good idea.
Alrighty.
We'll want to report that that we ran into bandits here to Serbo. I could actually send an animal messenger to her if you guys think that's something you would like to do. To let her know.
I think it's pressing, but okay. You know, keep note of it at least.
Okay.
Okay, so you guys proceed northward, and before long, you guys reach the outskirts of what's a town or maybe a village, you're not sure what, because you guys reach this hex, as you guys can see on the map.
Mm-hmm.
And as you guys, like, reach a barn on the outskirts of it, you guys hear a lot of shouting and yelling.
What
may be what I heard.
And as you guys run towards this barn, ready to investigate what's going on, I will say that you guys do, like, see, like, you guys can make a note that Wand Forest is in the distance, so, wow. You guys are doing a lot of circling and backtracking.
So, forest looks familiar.
Yes, I'll make a note of that. And as you guys reach the barn to go see what's inside, that is where we end today's session. Many Stories, Many Games is a tabletop variety show. Choices is a D&D 5e campaign using the Cities of Myth Fallen Camelot setting created by Realm Warp Media. The music and sound effects used come from Monument Studios and were paid for personal usage. We play on a Shard Tabletop VTT and the podcast is powered by Anchor. Thanks for listening.